Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Here's the start of another fun-filled week here at the Fluff Side. It's Monday, November the 10th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. Well, the financial news, pretty interesting, starting off the week. General Motors says that its GMAC mortgage unit may not survive. Starbucks' fourth quarter profits drops 97%. Las Vegas Sands is on the verge of bankruptcy, pleading for $2.14 billion. The government gives AIG many more billions of dollars. DHL is cutting 9,500 jobs and closing U.S. service center. Circuit City files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And China announces a $500 billion stimulus package for the fine people of China. And for whatever strange reason, Wall Street this morning thought it was good news. Well, that was until reality set in and they figured out, well, maybe we're not going to get anything of the Chinese stimulus plan. Why would we get anything of the Chinese stimulus plan to begin with? Anyway, Dow finished down 73 points at 8,870. NASDAQ off 30 at 1,616. S&P 500 off 11, almost 12 points at 919. Once again, gold was substantially higher in early trading in Asia until they opened it in New York, and then they brought out the hammer, as they usually do. Gold actually had a high at the open in New York of 768. It closed at 745, still up $10.80 on the day. Same thing with silver. Silver up 17 cents, closed at 1018, had a high of 1056. Platinum up $9 at 863, and palladium off $2 at 227. Oil also boosted this morning by the news from China, was up $5 a barrel, over $65 a barrel, closing down 31 cents on the day at $62.10. And yes, the expensive gas at the exclusive enclave of Scottsdale, Arizona, now $2.75 a gallon. Beside myself with joy. U.S. dollar index up 37 basis points at 85.98. We'll have a lot more when we return.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike, Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. I didn't want to make this announcement, but I have to make it. We always pride ourselves at Republic Trading Group on offering you the best prices with the fastest delivery. Up until this financial tsunami started, we were pretty good on our promise about fast delivery. However, and our delivery times, basically you're looking at 2.5 to 3 weeks, and it's been that way for as long as we've been doing business on RBN. But now you have to accept the sad reality of the financial crisis that we find ourselves in, and that delivery times are now 4 to 6 weeks. There's nothing that we can do about it to speed up that process any more than it is already speeded up. Let me explain something to you. When you pay by personal check, just so you've got and understand the time frame, when you place an order with Republic Trading Group and you mail in your check, the check is automatically put on a 5-day business hold. This is standard. Personal checks, no matter who you do business with in the country, it's a 5-day business hold. And just for your information, if you think you can speed the process up by sending bank checks, we will hold bank checks for 10 business days. Bank checks are, you might as well know, bank checks are notorious scam artist things. And just for your own information, if someone says wants to buy a car from you and they say, I've got a cashier's check for $10,000, and you take the check and you go to the bank and you deposit the bank and you ask the banker, is this check good? He will turn around and he will tell you the check is good. It will take probably another 2 weeks before the bank actually finds out that the check is no good, and you now not only are out of car, but you are upside down $10,000. So bank checks are a bigger problem. So if we get a bank check, we hold the bank check for 10 days. Now, once the funds have cleared the five-day holding period, they are then transferred to the supplier. Now, up until this financial crisis started, the suppliers all had product on hand. Today, suppliers have no product on hand. All supplies, and all gold for that matter, it all comes from Europe. If there's no gold in the United States of America outside of U.S. numismatic type coins, the majority of bullion, whether it's Krugerrands or Maple Leafs or even U.S. Eagles, for goodness sake, they are all imported from Europe. Now, because of obviously the tightening of credit, and it's across the board, even people that have been doing business with financial institutions for over a decade and do millions of dollars each and every month have all had their credit lines pulled. Nobody, I mean, this is, you hear Henry Paulson talking about how we need to build confidence in the system again. There's no confidence in the system. Nobody trusts anybody in this environment as we speak. For goodness sake, bankers don't even trust other bankers. This is why we're in this problem. So when you have major suppliers in the United States relying on European suppliers to supply the product, trust me, even as I said, even if there was 20 years of good relations, those all went out the window. And so suppliers are now forced to put up money up front before the European suppliers will even think about locking them in on their price. So there is no way, under all these obvious new constraints that have come down on the industry, that we can guarantee to deliver you in 2.5 to 3 weeks. This is not to say that there aren't some products that you can get in a timely fashion, but by and large, the most popular products, you are looking at a 4 to 6 week delivery. For those of you who've got orders waiting, all I ask you to do is be patient. It's going to show up. It's going to get there. I just can't give you an exact date on when it's going to get there. When orders are procured in Europe, the coins are then shipped to the United States, and unfortunately we've got to go through this bureaucracy called the U.S. Customs, because it's got to go through customs, naturally. So we are held hostage by some government agency or MP when he feels like obviously clearing something through customs. He'll get around to it after lunch, or maybe he won't, maybe he'll do it tomorrow. So there are all these unfortunate snags that have developed over the last few months, which, as I say, is unfortunate for me to have to say this. But there's no gold in the United States. The gold that's coming, the gold that we sell predominantly is European, and it's just one of those things. And as I say, it reflects the complete lack of trust and faith anybody's got in any of these systems. Now, I've got no idea how Henry Paulson is going to instill confidence and trust within the system. We heard Ben Bernanke ad nauseum talking about, and this was in January of this year, how the Fed has got this new policy of transparency. We need to have the Federal Reserve to be more transparent to the peoples of the United States. Henry Paulson often refers to the term transparency whenever he gives a speech about trying to find out how we can solve the current financial crisis. You have politicians on Wall Street politicians in Washington and Wall Street, for that matter, who constantly talk about the reason we're in this dilemma is because of the lack of transparency. Well, for all the lack of transparency that's out there, this story from Bloomberg: the Federal Reserve is refusing to identify the recipients of almost $2 trillion of emergency loans from American taxpayers or the troubled assets the central bank is accepting as collateral. Fed Chairman Mr. Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Mr. Paulson said in September they would comply with congressional demands for transparency of the system. 2 months later, as the Fed lends far more than that in separate rescue programs that didn't require approval by Congress, Americans have no idea where the money is going or what securities the banks are pledging in return. The collateral is not being adequately disclosed, and that's a big problem, said Dan Fuss, vice chairman of the Boston-based Loomis Sayles & Company, where he co-manages $17 billion in bonds. In a liquid market, this wouldn't matter, but we're not. The market is very nervous and very... Bloomberg News has requested details of the Fed lending under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act and filed a federal lawsuit on November 7th seeking to force disclosure. The Fed made the loans under terms of 11 programs, 8 of them created in the past 15 months in the midst of the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression. It's your money, it's not the Fed's money, said Ted Forstman, senior partner at Forstman Little & Company in New York. Of course there should be transparency. Well, no kidding, there should be transparency. But the Fed doesn't want us to know where $2 trillion of our money went. I want to know where $2 trillion of our money went. I want to know which of the bullion banks were given some of these funds. Were these funds used to manipulate the price of gold and silver in July? Who were those three banks? How come they had such large short positions on gold and silver? Where did they get the money from? And besides, who gave them the information? Yes, we need some transparency. But apparently we ain't going to get it. And apparently there's not a single congressman or politician in Washington, D.C. that seems to be overtly concerned about the situation. Is it that the citizens are just peons? Of course we are. Because if we challenge it in court, guess where it's going to go? It's going to go nowhere. Why? Because you as a citizen have absolutely no standing to challenge anything on a constitutional basis in the land of the free and the home of the brave, as has been pointed out in numerous recent court cases where people were requesting the birth certificate of one Barack Obama. However, the citizen had no legal standing to challenge that constitutional law. What are we? Well, we're a democracy, in case you didn't know. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Cardivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cardivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cardivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite, circulation for life.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Side. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that $700 billion bailout package is now sitting $2 trillion. And nobody seems to be too concerned about it or the transparency lacking thereof. Let's go to the phones. We've got Justin. Hey, Justin.
Robbie.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of them fellas that intervened. I filed a Rule 24 intervention in the Barack Obama issue in Fed Court in Pennsylvania. And I'm actually listed as one of the parties that the federal court notified of the decision.
That you have now, no standing?
Oh, no. The decision that came forth, I didn't agree with. There's some issues that I have a lot of trouble with on the standing part, simply because I don't believe that any governmental entity ought to be allowed to act in secret from its constituents, the people of the country.
Yes.
But on this money thing that you're talking about, I've spent better part of 26 years following the robbing of the U.S. banks and SNLs. I lived in Houston, Texas for years. I was in filling state courts for those little thieving slobs back in the 80s with Judge Lynn Hughes and Judge DeAnda, Lee Rosenthal, and Norman Black there in Houston, Texas Federal Court. But what you're talking about this evening on your show, you've got archives on Republic that I
yep.
can listen to.
Sure.
I'm very interested in where all this money's gone for a lot more reasons than just leveraging in the market. I think they actually tried to buy the election process.
Oh.
All that money came out right before the U.S. presidential elections, and I think it was used as a political football. And to cover up for an awful lot of thievery that's been going on.
Well, I mean, the mere fact that pretty much what the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury are saying to the U.S. citizens, you have no standing in
to know what's going on.
To know what's going on. And besides the fact it's such a complicated issue, you'll never understand it in the first place. So it's best you just don't know where we send this money to.
Well, Robbie, when God made me, he made me the son of Clifford Witham. I'm a seventh generation U.S. citizen. If you look into Witham Manor and the Knights Templar, that would be my family line. The Witham clan been around on this planet a long while. And I'm not stupid at all. I understand complex federal and state court procedures pretty darn well. And I think that what you're talking about on your show this evening needs to be completely and fully examined, because I think, and I've been saying it right from the get-go, this isn't a bailout. This is the biggest freaking heist in U.S. history.
Oh.
and cover-up. It's a great big old cover-up. They're taking all this money, and they're putting back fortunes that were stolen not just by Bill and Hillary Clinton and their gang, but by George W. and George H. and McCain and Charlie Keating and the whole bunch.
Oh, I mean, sure.
This has been going on a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, you know, some people make the arguments been going on effectively and very well since 1913.
So you're Rhodesian?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to say, hey, I'm a, what you call one of them white Aryan Americans, you know? I didn't get to choose it, buddy. God just put me where he wanted me.
Yes.
You know, I think the people of color on this planet, God made them because white people aren't very funny, you know. they can't cook. Now they can't dance either. Worth a darn.
Yes.
They sure don't know how to party.
Yeah.
I don't have a racist bone in my body. I spent a lot of years in civil and human rights. And Robbie, have I got that right?
Yes, sir.
You're a great American. I love you, baby. You keep up doing the good work. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm not biased, not racist. After all, I got a color television in HD. Why is this Fed lending significant? And I know people, you know, when you start talking numbers to people, their eyes glaze over. Well, because people can't even comprehend numbers. If it wasn't for Las Vegas, most people would never see $1 million all in one place at one time and marvel at how big it is. Can you even fathom what $1 billion is? Can you fathom what $1 trillion is? No, and it's just a number. It's something that makes no logical sense, because we cannot visualize what this enormity of cash is. And yes, right now we're talking about $2 trillion that the Fed has pumped into the system, but we can't comprehend what it is. And so when we try to find out and ask, well, where did this money go so that we can understand? They turn around and they tell us it's none of your business. Way to go for transparency there, Mr. Paulson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Whoa.
They stopped making good songs in the 50s and 60s, just like Detroit stopped making good cars around about the same time. Here's a little blurb today. The Federal Reserve has granted the request of credit card giant American Express to become a bank holding company. The surprise announcement would give American Express access to low-cost financing from the Federal Reserve. What's with that? Well, we all heard that there was another shoe to drop, and many people speculated the next shoe to drop was going to be credit card defaults. Maybe that's where some of the $2 trillion went. Speaking of which, a quick refresher course. At a September 23rd Senate Banking Committee hearing in Washington, Mr. Paulson called for transparency in the purchase of distressed assets under the TARP program. He said, and we quote, "We need transparency. We need oversight," Paulson told lawmakers. "We need protection. We need transparency. I want it. We all want it." At a joint House-Senate hearing the next day, Ben Bernanke also stressed the importance of openness in the program. "Transparency is a big issue," he said. The Fed lent cash and government bonds to banks, which gave the Fed collateral in the form of equities and debt, including subprime and structured securities, such as collateralized debt obligations, according to the Fed's own website. The borrowers have included the now bankrupt Lehman Brothers, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company. Banks oppose any release of information because it might signal weakness and spur short selling or a run by depositors, said Scott Talbot, senior vice president of government affairs for the Financial Services Roundtable, a Washington trade group. And yes, Frank backs the Fed. You have to balance the need for transparency with protecting the public interest, Talbot said. Taxpayers have a right to know where their tax dollars are going, but one piece of information standing alone could undermine public confidence in the system. The very thing Mr. Paulson is attempting to try and create, confidence in the system. Yes, but confidence, it's like respect. It's something that has to be earned. The nation's biggest banks, Citigroup, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley declined to comment on whether they had borrowed money from the Fed. They had received $120 billion in capital from the TARP, which was signed on October the 3rd. Most of these banks, by the way, if you will notice, have been in the business of bank acquisitions. In other words, they're using the $120 billion to buy up smaller banks, not unfreeing the credit-clogged pipeline in any way, shape, or form. In an interview on November the 6th, House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank said the Fed's disclosure is sufficient and the risk the central bank is taking on is appropriate in the current economic climate. Frank said he has discussed the program with Timothy Geithner, the president and chief executive officer of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and possible candidate to succeed Paulson as Secretary of the Treasury. I think Geithner, and he was pretty sure that they are okay, said Frank. If the risk is that the Fed takes a little bit of a haircut, well, that's regrettable. Such losses would be acceptable, he said, if the program helps revive the economy. Fair chance. Let's go to the phones. We got Dean. Hey, Dean.
Yeah, Rob. You know, they've got their itchy fingers searching for other forms of wealth also. There was an article in one of the Carolina, more or less, alternative newspapers, and it was some harum-scarum female that's floating a trial balloon that eventually the government may, mind you, to protect the middle class. They want to absorb the IRAs and KEOs into the Treasury, into the Social Security system.
Yes, yes.
I've been warning people this for 5 years. I said they know what you have, they know where it is,
yes,
and they're going to take it.
Well, obviously what spurred this debate was Argentina?
Yeah, that happened. I think it's twice to Argentina. The article mentioned Argentina, that it happened there twice.
Sure. And most recently it was, last week or the week before. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, a lot of these people with their pensions and their IRAs, these stockbrokers have invested their money in things like Las Vegas casinos, which
sure.
are bankrupt, and whether the government is going to bring these retirements up to their prior levels or to make them whole and then write treasury checks to these people, part of the Social Security system, I don't know how it's going to work. But that's what they're going to do. They want to liquidate the middle class, make you completely dependent upon mommy.
Yes.
And then without the middle class, then the country can be converted into the world system, because that's the bulwark. The American middle class has been the bulwark against totalitarianism, and I guess they've been dumbed down enough they're going to accept it now. I don't know.
Well, look, we're moving in that direction. I mean, first of all, you got to understand this weekend is a big weekend. We've got the group of 20 nations gathered together with the G8 coming up over the weekend, who are going to try and come together with some sort of global initiative. You had, who was it, Gordon Brown today, announcing it's time to build a new world order. I'll just read you the short excerpt. The international financial crisis has given world leaders a unique opportunity to create a truly global society. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown will say in a keynote foreign policy speech today, In his annual speech at the Lord Mayor's banquet, Brown, who has spearheaded calls for reform of international financial institutions, will say Britain, the United States, and Europe are key to forging a new world order. So, yeah, it's on the table.
You know, there's a little snippet from a network on the YouTube, and it's interesting how prescient that film was of how the corporations control. Amazing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But we knew this.
Yep.
I mean, this is not something new.
No, not at all.
We've been screaming this ever since Ross Perot came out and told us about that giant sucking sound.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Clinton and Robert Dole, especially Bob Dole, was telling us if we didn't pass NAFTA, which was a win-win situation, which he said if it didn't pass, the world's financial systems would implode.
Well, that's like the blackmail they tried to pull on the Congress. Is if you don't go with this $850 billion bailout, you got martial law.
Hello.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Amazing. Well, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Bye.
I mean, it is. I mean, think of this. Why is it that Washington won't let General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, if they are bad companies, run badly, produce a bad product, why don't they let them fail in a capitalist system? I mean, it would actually be a good thing to let them fail. Well, granted, the reason why they don't want to let them fail is because the Democrats are so beholden to the labor unions that if Chrysler, Ford, or General, either one of them had to go bankrupt, guess what happens? Goodbye to the pensions and medical benefits of all these former auto workers. They've got a bit of a dilemma here. I mean, that's what the airlines did. The airlines went into bankruptcy so they could renegotiate those stupid labor agreements. Now, I know there's a lot of people. I always get all these emails from people whose grandfather was a labor union and his father was in the labor union and he's in the labor union. The labor unions are good. It gives the poor people a shot. Well, yeah, I mean, its original concept was fine until the mafia took them over, and it's been run by the mafia ever since. Kennedy came to power because Joe got the UAW to support his son. If it wasn't for the labor unions, Kennedy would never ever got into power. And the reason Kennedy got assassinated, because he stuck his brother in as attorney general, who immediately went after the mafia, and the mafia is the same people that control the labor unions. So they feel they were dissed for giving Kennedy their support, and what favor does he return to them? He puts his brother in as attorney general, and he goes after the very guys that put him into power. I see very similar things with, by the way, Barack Obama. Facts are facts. Obama most probably wouldn't be president today if it wasn't for the labor unions. Labor unions are very powerful organizations, even though their numbers are diminishing on a consistent basis. They still wield a huge amount of economic power. They have the structures in place in order to look, I've been to a couple of the conferences. It's not as though I'm just speaking out of the top of my head here. I mean, I can't believe how organized these people are. Get out the vote campaigns, one thing and another. And belonging to a labor, to a union, it's no different to Cub fans. I mean... And I hate to keep on harping on the Cubs, but Cub fans are, their grandfathers were Cub fans, their fathers were Cub fans, and by darn it, they Cub fans. And no matter how bad the team sucks, year after year, They have undying and loyal support. Here in the Valley of the Sun, every spring season, the toughest tickets to get to any spring season baseball game is a Cubs game. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, you're driving around Scottsdale, you would have thought you were in Chicago with all the Cub fans that are out here that were thinking visions of grand delusion that they were going to make it to the World Series. Let me use my cough button. So we've got this this insanity that's going on right now. And there's no question they're going to bail out the first of all, I think General Motors said, I don't know, when was it, 3 months ago, we've got enough money to last us through to 2010, even at our current burn rate. 2 weeks ago, it was, we've got enough money to last us into the first half of 2009. Over the weekend, we've got enough money to last us through till the end of the year. We need a bailout. We need it now. And by the way, it's not $25 billion. It's $50 billion. And so who's next going for a bailout? Who else out there? And that's all under the guise of national security. You see, this is a national security thing. This is really important to the national security of, because if we lose the auto industry, we're going to lose 1.5 million jobs. What Congress is trying to do is trying to save the unions. Pure and simple. And why are the car companies bankrupt? Why are airline industries bankrupt? Why are so many other institutions? Walmart's about to go the same way, by the way, when Barack Obama gets in, because there goes a union and there goes your no more blue light specials at Walmart. Was that Kmart? Well, whoever has a blue light spare, you can forget that. Because once unions get into Walmart, they're going to make demands for pensions and retirement benefits, and it's crazy. I mean, even belonging to a union is such a disincentive to actually want to produce. I mean, I've never worked, and I guess this is what separates me from a lot of other people out there. I've never earned a salary in my life. Well, maybe once when I was a firefighter, when I was 19 years old. My income has always solely been based on what I produce is what I eat. If I don't produce anything, I don't eat. So I have an incentive in order to produce. Well, when you belong to a labor union, you've got no incentive to do anything because, first of all, whether you bust your butt and work really hard, you are going to get absolutely no recognition to the guy that shows up late every day, swears at his supervisor, and they can't fire him. When you're in a union, you can't be fired. Job performance is not part and parcel of the equation. So there's a whole disincentive not to even work, but just demand more and more from the company. And eventually, what happens? Well, companies go bankrupt. How Boeing is surviving, who knows? But that's another one that obviously felt the wrath of the labor unions a few weeks ago. And, they resolved that. But for how long? Anyway, it's a crazy world in which we live. We'll take another short break and be right back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives. Since the time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Welcome back. Yeah, the sunshine we've been waiting for has turned into rain. Last week, I believe it was on Friday's show, I told you about a new report out that most of the quote-unquote terrorism scares we've had over the last year, according to the FBI, have all been bogus. Over the weekend, just to add insult to injury, it is now being reported that Los Angeles is the world capital for TSA officials stealing stuff from your luggage. Yeah, so if the insult to your intelligence hasn't upset you because some guy wants to pat you down because he thinks you've got some liquid explosive in your baggage, the other members of the TSA are busy going through your luggage, and guess how they get the information to know exactly where your stuff is in the luggage? Well, apparently the TSA guys are standing there, you know, the scanner where you put your baggage through, it goes through the scanner, and they can see everything that's in your bag. Well, as soon as they find something that's really neat, like stuff you put in your bag, they radio down to the guys in the luggage department, and they tell them which bag and where the stuff is. I mean, if this is not a reason to abolish a look, you want to save money? You want to save a lot of money? Talking to government people, abolish the TSA, abolish Department of Homeland Security, and all the rest of these crazy things that you came up with in order to make us safe, because nothing that you are doing is doing anything to make us safer. Anyway. Got an email today. Somebody wants to know what I think about Coeur d'Alene. Well, let me just say, this time a year ago, it was a $5 stock. Today, it's selling for 50 cents. I've owned it for a long time. I gave up looking at it about 4 months ago when it was still above a dollar. And I just put it on the shelf, and I said, this is one stock that I own that I actually don't even want to look at the price. So I just put it on the side. And hopefully it'll be a subject of a takeover at some point. After all, how much cheaper can it be than 50 cents? Don't answer that question. Till tomorrow, see you, bye.
Let me tell you why.